This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to talk inflation here as we get going. Rocket's coming up in just a little while. But anyway, inflation, which is prices in this economy, of course, and how much they are going up. Not too much is the answer. We got the November Consumer Price Index from the Labor Department this morning. And once you take out food and energy prices, which is the way to figure out what's really going on, because food and energy prices tend to bounce around a lot. Once you do that, what's known as core CPI only rose 0.2% last month, barely anything really, and it put the year-over-year rate of inflation at 2.2%, just about where the Fed wants it. Now, one of the reasons that inflation did tick higher last month was, it turns out, rising rents. And while you might not be happy to hear that, it could well be another sign of how healthy the labor market in this economy is. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains what's going on.
A round of applause, everybody, for New Yorker John Coleman, who has achieved a dream of so many New Yorkers, to finally live alone.
I think it's just time, because I'm 32.
Living alone, he says, is great.
Like, I hold myself to a certain level of cleanliness and organization that others might not prioritize.
They sure might not, John. They sure might not. But there was a price to be paid for living alone. His rent doubled. Luckily, he also got a new job as a consultant.
That contracting position really made it possible.
Now, imagine this story or something like it replicated a million times. More people looking for more housing, able to pay higher rent.
As people get more jobs, people look for more housing.
Seth Carpenter is chief economist with UBS.
So if you had two roommates, maybe you only want one roommate if you found a new job. Or if you were living in your parents' basement looking for a job, and then you finally got that job, after a while, you'll start to move out.
Now, there are obviously a lot of other reasons for rising rents. And in fact, rent was not rising so fast in September and October. Inflation, overall, is pretty calm.
Inflation is low, stable, and right where policymakers want it.
Mark Zandi is chief economist at Moody's. This all means that the Federal Reserve, which adjusts interest rates in order to control inflation and boost employment, has been getting that balancing act right so far. And that there are still plenty of people out there living with roommates. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.